The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in the schus of Mordechai ben Sarah Basha Beanstock, the Eirech Yomim Toivim. May the Torah studied through this volume bring him continued gezunt and hatzlacha ad mea ve'esrim shana.
Gittin daf mem. We continue the discussion that we had in the previous year, where the idea of whether an Eved is a Yisrael with less mitzvahs, a lesser Yisrael, or he's a goy, but he has a din because he's part of the Odin's world, so to speak, he's an extension of the Odin, he's part of the Odin's sphere of influence, he's mechuyev to keep mitzvahs. Lashon the Rambam puts in context that there's two things going on over here. The Rambam says in Isurah Bia Perikud Beis, Eved yotzom l'chlal goy v'loy nichnas l'chlal Yisrael. Doesn't sound like he's just saying that he's a more of a Yid, he's less of a Yid. It says he's yotzom l'chlal goy, sounds like an absolute statement. He's not a goy. It's not pshat that he's a lesser Yisrael. He's not a goy. V'loy nichnas l'chlal Yisrael. Not that he's not a full Yid, he's not a Yid. How could he be yotzom l'chlal goy and not be nichnas l'chlal Yisrael? The same thing, the Rambam repeats himself when he talks about the tefillah of an Eved when he becomes, if he gets to get shichru, so it's a machloikis in Bava Kama and Peites and other places, the Sugis Bayos discuss that an Eved after shichru still needs tefillah to have full Kedushas Yisrael like a ger. The Rambam's loshen is in Perek Yud Gimel Miyasur Biyah that by the shichru he needs a tefillah ches biyoin shenigmar gerusoy, the end of his gerus. What does that mean? Half the Geirus was Chal 20 years before that when he became an Eved. 20 years later when he's freed, he becomes a full Yisrael. It's the Yem Shenikma Geirus. So this needs a definition. I'd like to fataych to define a Taisus. Taisus in Bava Kama, the first paragraph of Bava Kama. The Gemara has a discussion over there about the Dinim of Bor. One of the Dalet Ovis Nezikim is a Bor. And the Gemara says over there, there's Alocha of... There's a halacha of by boer that if the shor falls into the if a shor falls into a boer that I made, so I'm responsible for the damage of that shor. Shor v'leodom, and the Gemara discusses also in the context of who's mechuyev. The Gemara says to be metapel with the nevela of the shor. That means the shor fell into the boer. The shor is still worth something. Dead body of a shor could be used. You could cut it up for meat, use it for the skin, and so on. Who's mechuyev? The shor was alive. The owner of the shor, now it's his shor that's lying on the bottom of the pit. Who's mechuyev to schlep it out? Who gets the loss of the money from when the shor fell in, that the shor went down because the shor deteriorates, the meat deteriorates every second that's not put into refrigeration? And that type of thing. There's a whole discussion. Taisu says over there, in the context of v'hameis yi'eloi, the pasuk says that the dead body belongs to the nizik, that the context of these mazikim is when there's a mace. What about if a person falls in? L'chayim, there's no mace. Why? Because a person's body is also banor. There's no shtamshus. So maybe that would teach us that when a person falls in, there is no chiyuv of the mazik of bor. And in the context of the mace yaloi, the Taisa says, but what about an Eved? What happens? We wouldn't know that a person, that you can't be mechuyev on hezeke odom, because even if we would say that Vamesi Eloi would be memayit a Yisrael, but it wouldn't be memayit a goy. Because a goy's body is not also banor l'acham yisosa. This doesn't explain it, and this needs a definition. Ad kama that a goy is somewhat of Yisrael, so why shouldn't he have? The Gemara learns that in a few places. Gemara Sugya knows in other places that a mace is also banor l'acham yisosa. There's no heter to be nene. I don't know why anybody would do it, but if somebody would want to cut off the hair of a mace and be nene from the hair, the Gemara has a discussion. Erichin, maybe the hair is not part of the mace, but his body is certainly also by no. A goy's body not. What's the pshat? So l'chayra, what seems to be saying is that the context of a goy having dini Yisrael is that he has dini Yisrael legabe what he does and what he doesn't do. He's mechuyev to act, or if we want to say it, an extension of his avdus, or the underlying part of his avdus, of working for the Adon, Right? We said that Eved is certainly Mamoine Shalabal. The context of Ab, this means that the Odoin is Mavidoi, so he has a Kinyan Aguf in him that he can make him work. Part of his being Meshubit, part of his working, part of his having to do what the Odin wants and not do what the Odin doesn't want is to be Mekayim Mitzvahs and not be Ayvi Yisur. In the world of do's and don'ts, of actions, he has the Din of Yisrael. He has the Din of Yisrael. Could be he has Kedushas Yisrael, Legabe that. But Legabe, the context of what is he Begufoy? I mean, that a Yid is not a Yid because he does do Mitzvahs, he doesn't do it. He's a Yid because his body came into this world. He came into this world. His guf has the kedusha, and that's why when the child is born, because the guf of a yid is given to him as a davar kodesh. It's not only his what he does that's good and what he doesn't do that's bad. Same way with mechanech children. We're not mechanech children that you're good or bad because you did X and you didn't do Y, or you did Y and you didn't X. When mechanic children, they're good because they were created. But tell them, Alekim Asas Adam, you have Kedusha Sisrael. And a Yid has Kedusha Kishlatzim, not because he does mitzvahs, because he is Kodesh, Bekedusha Saguf, that's why he does mitzvahs. He does mitzvahs to be Mekadosh, the guf that was given to him, which is a kli for Kedusha. A Goy doesn't have that. An Eved doesn't have that either. An Eved, that means, if we want to say it in Lomdish terms, an Eved Bechepza, as a entity in his mahus, in his guf, is a goy. He doesn't have kedusha. Memela, after he dies, where nothing is left of the person's do's and don'ts, a yid, the guf has kedusha. A guf of a yid has kedusha. It's also vano. Like a carbon in the base of Mikdash. It's also vano. A goy doesn't have that. His body is davashal chulin. It's not davashal kedusha. It doesn't have an isra vano. While he's alive, in his service of being an Odin, in his being Meshuvah to do and don't, Kefi the Rotz and the Odin, he also is Meshuvah to the do's and don'ts of the Rotz and the Odin and Shemayim of the Rabban Shalom. Either as an extension of the Odin, or his own person, but it's all the do's and don'ts of his world. It's not the who he is. Memela, after he dies, there's nothing left of him besides his guf. His guf is a guf of a goy. We might be able to explain with this context, In this type of idea, why the Achrayim bring down Diyukim, that an Eved reaches the age of Gadlus, Legabe Kinyonim, Legabe being Mechuyiv in Oinshim, let's say, if an Eved eats Machol Sasuris, at what age does he become responsible? By us Yisrael, Alochim Moshim Esinai, the Shir of Gadlus, is Yud Gimel Shon V'yem Echod for a boy, and Yud Bei Shon V'yem Echad for a girl. By a goy, there's no shear of age. Gadlus starts when mental awareness starts, when mental maturity starts. The same is true by an Eved. The Shaila is, if an Eved has dinim of Yisrael, so in Lachar, those dinim should be chal, or mechayev, or create responsibility, kafi, the dinim of Yisrael. If the dinim are dinim of Yisrael, then the age in which he becomes responsible should also be dinim of Yisrael. And it could be that based on what we're saying, the physical maturity, which is the Halacha Moed Shem Sinai, Yud Gimel Shon V'yayim Echad, Yud Bei Shon V'yayim Echad, is a state of physical maturity, not necessarily a state of mental maturity. The Vilna Goyen at the age of 5 was more mature than the rest of us at the age of 55, and still, the same way people in the year 2015 become Gedolim, Yisraelim become Gedolim in the age of 13 years and one day, the Vilna Gaon also became a Godel, Legabe, buying and selling, Legabe, Kedushin, Legation, only when he was Yudgib HaShon V'yayim Echot. The Pshat is because it has nothing to do with mental or emotional maturity, it has to do with physical maturity. In that context, in Eved, his goof is a goof of a goy. The dinim that are a result of where his goof is up to, he doesn't have. He doesn't have that say. What is he? He's mechuyev to do in the realm of do's and don'ts. He's mechuyev to act like a yid. He has that. Didn't he has kedusha? Could be that he has to act like a yid. Vemel, that's what the Rambam means when the Rambam says he's yotze mechlal goy, because a goy is not mechuyev in mitzvahs. Same way sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, a ger toishev has a certain din of a mini-gerus, so to speak, that he's mechuyev, he does in the realm of doing, he does Sheva Mitzvah Noach. He's mechuyev in Kedushas HaMitzvahs and Kedushas HaMaisim, the do's and don'ts, which creates a Kedusha and which is a result of Kedusha. As far as his Maisim are concerned, he has a din of Yisrael. But Begufay, he's a guy. His physical maturity doesn't create any dinim. His body, after he dies, which is only a simen, a function of Kedushas HaGuf, does not exist. This might be a definition of what the Rambam calls Yotze Mechlal Goy, as far as Maisim are concerned, V'lo Nichnas LeYisrael, because the essential hallmark of it is not what he does and what he doesn't do, but the Kedushas HaGuf of Yisrael, that he doesn't have. Just to illustrate such a concept, I'd like to use a Fakerta example, an example where there's an Eved was saying doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf, but he does have Kedushas HaMitzvahs. The Ovis HaKadoshim, there's a discussion, the Mishnah Melech and the Sefer Proshas Drach, a famous wide-ranging discussion that many Achroim took part in. Did the Ovis have Chiyuvim Mitzvahs? Did they not have Chiyuvim Mitzvahs? The Proshas Drach once said it was Machlokes Yosef and the brothers, the Parshas that we're getting into as Maseches Gittin starts. Yosef held that there's no Heter Ben Pakua, they held not. Some of the halachas that they argued on maybe have to do with this chakira, but there's a discussion back and forth. Do we say that according to the tzad that the others weren't mechuyev in tayeg mitzvahs, that they had a din of goyim? So I'd like to bring up an interesting, it's interesting for the idea, but it's also a fundamental yisoy. There's a stira that the base mayor, other achrayim also touched on it. On the one hand, Avram Avinu, Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Chayesorah, that Avram Avinu told Bnei Chayes, Gerev Yisoyishu Menoichi Yimochem, if you don't sell me the Maris Machpelah, I'll take it Menadin, because Eretz Yisrael is mine. Which means that he already had his chus to Eretz Yisrael as he was given. On the other hand, in Parshas Lech Lecha, a few Parshas back, the Pasuk says, Vaknani Hoyoz Boris, it was a machlokes between Roy Avram and Roy Eloit, and Roy Avram told Roy Eloit, you don't have a schus to eat from other people's fields, Eretz Yisrael doesn't belong to you, Vaknani Hoyoz Boris, that even though Avram Levinu was given Eretz Yisrael, but it actually was only owned by his children, Bimais Yeshua Benun, he himself doesn't own Eretz Yisrael. So how do we look at Avram Avinu vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael? Does he own Eretz Yisrael? Or is it only a schus that he has for his Einikloch that'll come around Bimais Yeshua Benun? The Chertzestir. What the base mayor proposes is that the same way there's a concept in Halacha of a guf mehayoyin uperis lachamisa, a person can gift, and today that's the vehicle for many getting around many of the problems with taxing. People create a trust where the guf of one's home is owned, one gives it over to their children, but the hishtamshus, the peris, only becomes the children's lacha moiser. Guf mehayoyim, a person can be makna, a person can give to somebody else a house, a piece of real estate. Guf mehayoyim, that the guf of the house is already owned by the recipient, by his children. Upeirois, the hishtamshus, the actual usage of the land, is only lacha moiser. Sugis barichus end of Yeshnoi. So he says, what happened was Avraham Avinu got the guf of Eretz Yisrael, but the usage of Eretz Yisrael, the peiros, the shtamshus of Eretz Yisrael, the grass of somebody else's field, the peiros, the eating from trees, that he only had in terms of future for his einikluch that will come into Eretz Yisrael. So as far as eating from the grass, the moroi Avram were right, that the royal loyta ganovim, because the usage of Eretz Yisrael still belonged to the Kanani kolzman, that they were still in Eretz Yisrael. The goof of Eretz Yisrael, what does that have to do with Moses Machpelah? Because it was a Beis HaKvaros, all the Mechavu were buried there. So the place of a Beis HaKvaros is also Banor. There is no use, there's no Shnamshu. All it was the Guf itself. The Guf itself, Avraham Avinu said, it's mine. Guf me'ayayim epeis la'achamisa. What that might mean on a deeper level is that as far as Kedushas Yisrael is concerned, we brought up the Chakira, where Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Shvatim, the Shifteko, Yosef, were they Mechuyiv Mitzvahs, were they not? It could be that they had Kedushas Mitzvahs, could be not. That's a Chakira. But Kedushas HaGuf, essentially, that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Sora Rivka, Rachel Leah, were imbued by Kedushas HaGuf, that their home, their Mitzius, was a Mitzius of Ashuras HaShchina, that's less Mandapolik. Avram Avinu was a Mekov of the Shechina. Yaakov was a Mekov of the Shechina. They had Kedushas HaGuf that they were a Mitzius. Yaakov Avinu Loimeis, they were a Mitzius of Kedusha. So a little bit the opposite of what we're saying by Avodim. The obvious, even before they were given mitzvahs, had Kedushas HaGuf, and that's where Avraham Avinu, the Kedushas HaGuf, the essential mitzvahs, the Guf of Eretz Yisrael, he had. But since the mitzvahs were only given to his Einikloch, so the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, as far as mitzvahs at Louis Boritz, was only given to his Einikloch, that's why the usage of Eretz Yisrael only came to his Einikloch later on. That Avraham Avinu didn't have. In that context, the Rei Avraham were right. They don't have the schus to use the land of Eretz Yisrael. But the Guf of Eretz Yisrael was owned by Avraham, because the Guf of Kedusha of Klal Yisrael was already his. He was already a Guf of Kedusha at Yisrael. A little bit faked, we're saying by an Eved. An Eved essentially is a goy. As far as his goof is concerned, and that's why, again, going back, there's a din of loyal mam tamoidu, because if you let him go, he's not a yid. Bechefze is not a yid. Bechefze is a goy. He has a din of mitzvah, and that he can only keep in the context of being subservient, of being an eved to an odnoi. So, well, there's a nisur asay of loyal mam tamoidu. That, luchay would give a lot more hagdor, a lot more definition to what the Rambam means when he says that on the one hand he's Goy, on the one hand he's Yisrael. There are two distinct facets of being a Yid. Kedushas HaGuf and the Kedushas HaMitzvahs. In that context, we're saying an example from the Oves HaGdoishim, from the Shiftei Koh, that they had Kedushas HaGuf, they didn't have necessarily Kedushas HaMitzvahs, they weren't Mitzuvin Tayag. And evidence Mitzuvin Tayag, even though Guf, he's not a Yid.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.